later, on all things considered.
One thing you don't see much anymore is children performing close-order military-like drills. Now, that's got to be an indicator of changing values. Which values are at stake? Martin Hardee discovered them when he found a group of youngsters who still drill in New York City.
Since their founding in 1881, the Knickerbocker Grays have established themselves as something of a tradition here in New York. The Grays are a marching cadet corps founded on the concept of instilling honor, courage, discipline, and respect into the hearts and minds of boys ranging in age from 7 to 16. The highest rank attainable is colonel, but most cadets would be more than happy to assume the post of company commander. A company commander must know the manual of arms and be thoroughly familiar with drill positions, but perhaps above all, he must have what is charitably termed a good commanding voice.
Fire company streets! First battalion, fire! Second battalion, gentlemen! First battalion, 10, hearts falling, gentlemen! Jack!
One of the highlights of the year is the annual mock battle at Fort Tilden in Brooklyn. One shell-shocked but talkative cadet explained the procedure.
Boom! One shot, and that's it for me, so I came up the hill and...
You're dead now?
Yeah, I'm dead now, physically. I lose. According to the rules of the game, I lose. When I'm sure a lot of other companies have been killed also, but I'm sure they just fell back and tried the charge again. And with a 30 caliber machine gun on the top of the hill, I don't think they stand much of a chance, along with 7 snipers in the field.
What are the snipers doing now?
Well, the snipers are trying to round up the stray children and bring them forward so that they can be massacred by the M60.
The guns, of course, are filled with blanks. The snipers, all older boys, have M16 machine guns. The smaller cadets and the companies are warned not to carry anything more dangerous than toy pistols. The outing is well supervised, and the organization can boast that there has never been a serious accident. Still, says Commandant Major Frederick Haight, there are slight problems occasionally. More than once, a Gray's cadet has stumbled into the midst of a National Guard troop.
They've met in the eyeball to eyeball. They come through some brush or something, and the guardsmen are startled to find a lot of little kids suddenly emerging out of the brush, armed with cap pistols or dummy cadet rifles or something, and wearing helmets and so on, but they soon get used to it.
The Grays of today are considerably more relaxed than were units of yesteryear. The boys aren't required to have crew cuts anymore, and Major Haight's easygoing disposition lends an air of cordiality to drilling operations. But former Grays cadet Fred Schaufler, class of 41, says things used to be a lot different.
We took life very seriously, and if you acted badly, you could be standing there with your rifle held out at arm's length as a punishment. I spent a lot of time being scared, but I think it did me good. Once you get to be a sergeant and a lieutenant, then you start to get a lot of confidence in yourself.
But some rules never change. The one excluding girls has been on the books for the past 96 years. Membership in the Grays doesn't come cheap. Annual dues are $110, and uniforms can cost up to $200. Still, parents and kids both seem to love it.
When I first saw it was 7 years ago at a review, and I thought it was really fabulous, you know, getting all dressed up in military-like and stuff. And so I wanted to come. You know, I said to my mom, "Mom, I want to go. I don't care what, I want to go."
They just love playing soldier, little boys. And, of course, it doesn't hurt them because they need the discipline and the self-responsibility.
Oh, they can come home from school exhausted, but as soon as they know they're coming here, they'll perk up. As soon as they came down for the review and got the gun, they immediately knew they wanted to be in it.
For National Public Radio, this is Martin Hardee in New York.